stop to sit and buff yourself for the gong knock. buzzing round the room, the echo of whomever spoke. And I awoke, and faintly bouncing round the room, the echo of whomever spoke. The place I sat was far beneath the surface of the sea. My sight was poor, but I was sure the sirens sang their song for me. They dance above me as I sink. I see them through a crystal haze. And hear their sweet sound bouncing round the never-ending coral maze. The crystal haze. And hear them bouncing round the room. The never-ending coral maze. Then before and now once more I'm bouncing round the room.
That time and once again I'm bouncing around the room. That time and
that time and bounce again I'm bouncing around the room.
That time and
that time
again
I'm bouncing around the room. That time and that time and bounce again I'm bouncing around the room.
Darkness, light from above could not reach.
I spied wings of reason herself taking flight.
And upon yonder precipice saw her alight.
And glare back at me one last look of dismay.
As if she were the last one she thought I'd betray.
So far. To myself,
and drawing quite close to the top of the shell,
I struggled with destiny up on the ledge.
That's when defeat she slipped off the edge.
Silence contagious in moments like these,
consumed me and strengthened my will to appease.
A passion that sparked me one terrible night,
and shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite. We'll be right back. drawing quite close to the top of the shelf.
I struggled with destiny up on the ledge.
In gas, my feet he slipped off the edge.
And silence contagious in moments like these.
Consume me and strengthen my will to appease.
The passion that sparked me one terrible night.
It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
Thank you.
just back in news. If you tread in primal soup, please wipe it from your shoes. Just then a poor old pirate scorched the evening with his cry. In sanctuary books deprived, the monkey on its thigh. A dust arose to clog my nose before I could twice. Despite the scut that bubbled up, I gave some last advice. The flesh from Satan's dogs will make the rudiments of gruel. Deduct the carrots from your feet, you worthless sloppy fool. He's burning naked fields and fields, swimming in the mire. The septic made his gargoyle tooth, demented me with fire. I drifted where the current shows, I float up on my back. Chance and loose my mouth, I stuff it in my sack. Soon I felt a bubble form somewhere below my skin. But with hand is fine of hedgehog, I removed the force within. Susie then removed her mask and caused a mighty stir. Angry mob responded, taking turns at grabbing her. Foggy Cannon's musty grime appeared within my palm. I snatched its book to scrape it off with deadly icy calm. Grabbing wine and taking soup and used her like a rag to mop the slime from where the slug had slithered with the bag. In summing up, the moral seems a little bit obscure. The director, a serving deflector, a mud rat detector, a ribbon reflector, a cushion connector, a picture of nectar, a viral dissector, a hormone collector. Give the director a serving deflector, a mud rat detector, a ribbon reflector, a cushion connector. I'm
like cheeseburger alley cats near me. A petrified fish disease, I wish somebody hear me. I didn't like maple too, honeymelon watercress. I didn't like fish shoes down my honey watermelon. I didn't seem to miss it when you kissed my honey water. And even showed a picture, showed it down my honey's border. But who laid silver tooth and broke my sunny shoe shine? And all my plastic velvet dreams are waiting for the new shine.
Is this a picture of Otis wedding?
Yes, yes. Taken just before he died.
Give me a sign.
I didn't know that I was that far gone.
This is it, folks. The last vacuum cleaner solo of 1992. Tubbs, let's hear it for him.
Thank you.
have any spike. Come on.
Run away, run away, run away. Oh, run away, Jim. Oh, run away, Jim.
breathing through a slice. Are they words or are they surfs? Bubble through the ice. The source was quite invisible. The ever-present voice. While skating bullets, tracing different shapes, I made my choice. Mimicking the image in whose radiance I bask. I'm tied to him or him to me, depending who you ask. Nonetheless, reluctantly, reflections tumbling, I slide with all the others on the wrong side of the skin. Falling on the ice and cracks, plunging and joining the air. Meets my eyes to my surprise. It lights the full light of my frown. My double wants to pull me down. To the bone, the flesh I leave behind is something that is not my own. I beg my mirror image for a moment with my soul. He's fleeting back time to attack. It's me who's in control. Every move I make, he's got a hand up just in time. He's throwing several punches and he's locking most of mine. Defeated now, I sulk and squirm. Mud with frozen mice, waiting, calculating till next adventure's on the ice. Falling on the ice, it crashes, plunging and joining the air. Meets my eyes to my surprise. That's the full light of my frown. My double wants to pull me down. We'll be right back.
gift. You're hoping that your dread will lift. It glitters on her like a glass. You shut her eyes, it comes to pass. Apologize to Lucy Lil. Converse with Ed, a drive with Jill. Your friends can find you in their worlds. One by one, a string of pearls. Confused, you see, this isn't me. You hover in their unity. A chain, you slowly lose your grasp. Release the lace onto the glass. The skin that drips down off the tree or peels back slowly from your feet. Erupts into your lung and heart. You laugh and laugh and
fall apart.
Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Laugh and laugh and fall apart. Body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain. And he climbed so slowly, he climbed so slowly. Hey, his eyes.
pyramids to see if that's the Rex's bones got skating down the mountain. And a thousand birds were headed for the sky. Whoa, the sacred creed will be yours. And if you wait until...
Thank you.
This is going to be 10 for us. I don't know if you guys knew that, but this is the beginning of our 10th year. I hope everybody can be here to celebrate that one for us next year, too, because that's a big one. Mike, this song begins with you singing. Okay. As a matter of fact, it begins with an oompa-pa.
One, two, three.
Oompa-pa, 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 oompa-pa. Story now about a New Year's Eve ritual that takes place in a different place than where we are right now. And this has to do, of course, with the ugly dog Harpua, his miserable master who has no name, and a little boy named Jimmy. And the music goes like this. You've got Jimmy and you've got the old man up in the woods. Well, every year on New Year's Eve, the people in the town that Jimmy lives in all get together because this is no ordinary town. This town is a special town that has a special kind of magic around it. And every year on New Year's Eve, all the people in the town get together to summon up the spirits of the new year and try to create this new good feeling. So every year this happens, and it always just happens to happen in Jimmy's apartment. So come with us now to Jimmy's apartment, over a hill and over Dale and over the woods and over the hills and far away and all that stuff. And we come to the little suburban town where Jimmy's apartment. And this year, everybody's there. Even the old man who owns Harpua has come down out of the woods, the evil old man. Normally, he's looking around for trouble and trying to make trouble. But this year, because of this gathering, he's gotten together with Jimmy. So they're all in their room now. You've got Jimmy and Jimmy's friends. There's about 15 people, all the main people in town. And you've got Harpua, the ugly dog sitting there, the miserable dog, and you've got sitting next to Jimmy his faithful feline, the unnamed kitty cat. Okay, so here they all sitting. They're all sitting around, and every year they call up the spirits of the new year, and they have a huge iron trough of stew boiling and bubbling over, and steam is coming out of it, and they're all holding hands and walking around this huge pot. It's a cauldron, a bubbling cauldron of, and they're walking around, they're saying this and they're saying that, all kinds of chants. And Jimmy, who normally is an innocent little boy, and his eyes are opening and bloodshot and coming out, and he's looking into the thing, spirits rising, steam coming out of the cauldron, turning into the faces of old people long since dead from years ago, and everybody bubbling up, and they're throwing this thing and that thing into the stew. They're throwing all kinds of stuff, and everybody's there. Reba's there throwing her stuff into the stew, and they're all there, and they look down at the stew, and they're circling over, and... So the stew is bubbling along. And you hear the bubbling, and that's the sound of the spirits coming up. It's the sound of the spirits coming up out of the stew. They start to the spirits are rising out of the cauldron. All the spirits of the dead and passed away people that have run, and Jimmy and all the things that Jimmy's listened to the stereo all those different times. The spirits rising out of friends and neighbors, and they're all looking around, and suddenly out of the middle of the cauldron starts to bubble, and out of it comes the main spirit that they're trying to lift, and they're bubbling along, and they're looking, and they're trying to lift it. The bubbles start to come up bigger and slower, and slowly a horrible, ugly creature starts to rise out of the cauldron. An ugly, awful creature with a white frock on, with eyeballs sticking all over it, comes up and starts to chant the ancient words of New Year's Eve. He rises out of the cauldron.
Back into the
awful cauldron and disappear, and the people all start to dance around in a circle holding hands. Jimmy and everyone dancing around the circle, thanking everyone for all the things that they love on this New Year's Eve, all the people that they have and how happy they are to have all the different great things. And the evil old man looks down and he says, "Oh, Harpo, I'm so happy to have you." And then he opens the door and lets Harpo go out for a walk because Harpo is sick of this. And all the people and that are thanking, and Jimmy looks down and he says, I love my stereo, and I love this, and I love everything, but most of all, I love my beautiful little kitty cat. I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you. It's so warm and furry. Come love with me in my bed at night. Poster nutbag, you furry feline creature. Why don't you go for a walk too? And he opens the door and lets Poster Nutbag go out for a walk. And Poster Nutbag goes out for a walk, and the door slowly swings closed, and the ritual continues. And they start to break out all the other implements of ritualistic implements that they bring out every year, and they break them out. And meanwhile, the New Year's ritualistic implement party goes on backstage. wherever it happens, in the room, behind the door, out here, I don't know. All right, so anyway, Poster Nutbag is walking outside and trotting along and enjoying the moon and the stars, the trees, the rocks, the grass, pavement, phone, cars, skyline, skyscrapers, buildings, and looking around, and he's thinking, oh, what a wonderful world. And suddenly, he sees Harpo. Harpo is over behind that tree. Maybe if I just stand here and don't move, he won't notice that I'm standing here. Maybe if that guy over there blows his trombone, then Harpo will disappear. Harpo looks over and they see each other. Maybe if you blow that silly thing you're blowing, Harpo will disappear. It doesn't work though. Harpo is looking back and they're treading each other's ground. They're looking at each other. Poster Nutbag realizes that most dogs are afraid of cats. Really, dogs think they're tough, but then they run up at cats and then they run away because cats are actually meaner. So Harpo Poster Nutbag decides to stand their ground and sting the cat. Harpo doesn't even budge. Harpo is meaner than most dogs. Poster Nutbag is getting a little bit scared, and Harpo starts to walk forward, slowly, step by step, one foot in front of the other, ugly, mean, gross slime coming out of its nose. Poster Nutbag, and they're head to head, and suddenly, Poster Nutbag looks at Harpo and sees a tiny drop of saliva dripping off of Harpua's lip. It's too late. There's no time to get away. Run!
Hudson nut bag! Run! Run! Cross the nut bag! Oh my god! It's too much! Look! The storm's gone! Dad,
it's about your cat.
You mean my cat poster nutbag? Your cat died. No! Poster is dead. Poster is dead. Poster so dead. How about a goldfish?
I don't want a goldfish. I don't want a goldfish. I don't want a goldfish. I want a dog.
Thank you.
cold moon of sunset. Keep within my reach. Tried yesterday to get away and hitchhike to the beach. I saw Satan on the beach trying to catch a ray. He wasn't quite the speed of light and the squirming coil. It got away.
Gone farther into the future than we think we have. It's the dude of life. But he's an old man.
Thank you. I start to run. It was the loudest thing I'd ever heard of a little time ago. It's about face to face for years. I'm a tweet. I'll leave it on face to face for years. I'm a tweet.
Another year coming up. Thank you.
Okay, let me just say this. I don't know if this is possible, but here I am standing here thinking it. We were going to use this mic to do the barbershop quartet thing. I'm pretty darn sure that no one has ever done a barbershop quartet without a microphone for 6,000 people. But, standing here looking at this room, it doesn't look completely out of the question. This would have to be absolutely dead silence for it to work. If it's not completely dead silence, it wouldn't work. But if it did work, it would be pretty incredible. So let's see if we can try it.
Stand into your fire. Let me stand into your fire. Let me stand into your fire. Let me stand into your fire.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next year.